Okay. We'll call the meeting, JRB meeting, to order for the potential creation of tax increment district number 5 in the city of Franklin. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Tarantino?
Here.
Mr. Hertzberg?
Here.
Dr. Felsheim? Mr. Milzer?
Here.
Mr. Bartles?
Here.
We do have a quorum, so we'll continue. Is there a meeting minutes were sent from the organizational meeting? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so we're going to review the item number 3 on the agenda. Ms. Gunderson-Shield, will you walk us through?
Sure. With the material that you were provided for this meeting, you were given the documents related to the resolution approved by the Plan Commission, as well as the resolution approved by the Common Council. Since we met last on August 18th, we held a public hearing of the seat. It was a Plan Commission, right? On that evening, and we actually, at the Plan Commission public hearing, the only public comments were in favor of the project plan. I don't think we had any comments opposed to it. The Plan Commission did approve that resolution, and you have that in your possession. On the 6th of September, we held a meeting with the Common Council. There was a few allowed comments at that meeting. There are a few citizens that did speak against the plan. However, the City Council did approve creation of the district unanimously. For disclosure purposes, last night the City Council held a meeting, and I believe you had an alderman bring forward a request for reconsideration, which died with a lack of a second. So that resolution in action stands by the City Council. The plan itself, since you saw that on the 18th, there's been just a couple minor adjustments. That was as a result of the discussion at the City Council meeting. There was concern and clarification and a request that we incorporate into the document intentions of the city to do air quality and water quality monitoring throughout the district and put that review responsibility with the health department here at the city. So we've noted that in the documents, in some of the narrative on the text as far as ongoing environmental remediation and review, as well as footnoting expenditures. We've incorporated that into the administrative cost of the cash flow and added about $160,000, I think, for the purpose of ongoing monitoring of
$180,000
of the water and air quality. And the other piece of information that was discussed is to ensure that pilots be considered by the developer to make payments on any development that may not be considered taxable after the development is put into place. So those will be two of the things that will be reviewed and considered as the developer's agreement is incorporated. And I believe there was
a question regarding the language referring to pilot fees. It says maybe. The reason it doesn't say will be?
That was just the language that I put in there. I don't know if there's any thoughts and comments on that.
The language came as part of an amendment to a motion to approve the project plan. At that time, the alderman who made that motion and incorporated it into the approval, that was the language that was used. I believe our city attorney has reviewed that from audio records from the meeting to confirm it. And so the change was made explicitly in the language that was used when the council took action on it.
Should we therefore understand that they will be assessed? Pilot fees?
The pilot payment would be a negotiated item between the developer and the city. In initial discussions with the developer has indicated that a willingness to have a pilot payment. Whether we can agree on the amounts and the term of those pilot payments are yet to be determined because the developer's agreement is still under negotiation and in development. So I think that's probably the reason why the word may be as opposed to will be, because it takes two parties to agree to a pilot, and unless the board is looking to make the pilot a condition precedent to the developer's agreement, the wording here was to indicate that both parties are desirous of having a pilot payment created.
Now, both parties.
Yes.
Maybe down the road. 6 months from now, a year from now. Both parties still going to be amenable to that?
Well, one can never predict what tomorrow's weather is going to be, so it's hard to determine that, but in discussions with the developer has indicated a willingness to create a pilot payment. And the reason the issue is important, just by way of information for the public who may be in on the meeting, is this development involves a significant portion of Milwaukee County-owned property, and by its very nature would be tax-exempt. The development proposes to have a number of commercial-type activities occurring on that property, and from discussions with the City of Franklin's assessor, to the extent that there are privately-owned improvements to land that are on the public property that could be assessed as personal property but may not necessarily be assessed as personal property. To the extent that the property then becomes exempt, its desire, the developer has indicated a willingness to create a pilot to deal with that situation.
Sure, I'll also add to that, but first let the record reflect that Dr. Mark joined us at 208. And let's also recall the action that we're taking today on the TID project plan. This creates the framework for the activities. The actual development agreement is where the city will negotiate and contractually create obligations between itself and the developer regarding payments in lieu of taxes and other actions. Did you have more you wanted to add?
I'm happy to answer any other questions. There might be related to the project plan, but I just wanted to point out the changes that have been made since it was presented to you at your first organizational meeting.
Are there any other questions?
Mr. Chair,
please.
Can you please point out where, what page in the document? I can see the pilot, but the
I think it's in two places. Well, the discussion on the pilot is on page 4, but the discussion of the air quality monitoring is included in the project description under environmental, if I recall. On page 13. I'm sorry, I should have looked this up before. On the top of page 4, its language included ongoing monitoring of water and air quality is identified as environmental remediation.
I mean 13,
excuse me, 13, environmental remediation and audit, as well as under professional services, page 15, professional services. But not at the very bottom, an organizational cost, architectural, environmental, including water and air quality control monitoring. So the including water and air quality control monitoring was added there. And then in the schedule related to the project cost on page 20. We haven't built it specifically into an individual year because it would be an ongoing, but we've just noted the city anticipates incurring ongoing administrative expenses and the cost of air and water and air quality control monitoring.
And then accordingly on the administration expenses as part of page 26, the amount has increased by $180,000.
And the header, too, we had indicated this right. Is administrated, including the water and air quality monitoring.
Do you have further questions? Others? Questions? Okay, so we'll move on to item four. Is there a motion to approve? I'll make a motion to approve the resolution creating tax incremental district number 5 within the city of Franklin. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Do we need a roll call vote?
Actually, we'll ask that
each person signs it
sure.
Individually
yeah.
Anyway. So.
Does this need to be done as part of an open meeting, or can we go ahead and close the meeting? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I believe that in the past the city attorney has asked that the board recess rather than adjourn.
Well,
so that
for future, the state law has changed now. All JRBs are ongoing meetings, so they're ongoing committings. So I guess you could, if we prefer it being recessed, that's fine. If that's the
I don't know that he heard you. Either way,
you want him to just
adjourn.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.